time for more Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. We are right back on Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. And remember that this is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. And we have the guest experts and the best-selling authors that show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. That's what Positive Living is all about. And we're always here on Mondays at 11 a.m., which is Eastern, and then Pacific time, it's 8 a.m. So Monday is our day. We are talking about, in true form of positive living, really creating our dreams. That is using our thoughts, our intention, to make what we want to have happen, happen. And my guest today is Lynn McTaggart, and her book is The Intention Experiment, Using Your Thoughts to Change Your Life and the World. Lynn McTaggart is an internationally recognized spokesperson on the science of spirituality and the award-winning author of 5 books, including The Field. And you can visit her website at theintentionexperiment.com. And you can give us a call today. There is still time to call us. And so if you'd like to call us, you can call us right here on TalkZone at 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-GO-FOR-IT. And particularly if you want to make your dreams come true, which I think we all do. Okay, welcome back, Lynn. All right,
thank
so we've been talking about what do you do when you really want something and you think that you're thinking the right thought, but then something else is happening. And what we talked about is, could it be that maybe what you thought you wanted really wasn't right because you've got the concept right? For example, I want the right relationship. You bring in the wrong person, it doesn't work. I want the right job. You interview for the perfect job, in quotes, doesn't work. You look back later and you say, you know what? That wasn't right anyway. And the reason you didn't get it is because you were clear on the qualities you wanted either in the relationship or the job, but you didn't get it because the form or the person or the job wasn't right. Comment on that.
Okay, well, what we have to always recognize is that although the thought originated from us, we are actually not the source of it all. We're not the water, we're the hose. We're the conduit to any kind of intention. When we send an intention, it's likely that we send it via a larger force. I like to call it the field. Many people call it something else. But, you know, many, many intention masters talk about moving aside, getting out of their own ego state when they're sending intention. So understand that there is another aspect to this, which is a larger journey that you have that you're not doing alone. And so it's not like you are this little person on your own always just saying, you know, like some spoiled brat, I want, I get. You know, sometimes the universe has bigger ideas for you. And it's only when you look backward, when you look at what actually happened, that you realize that it was exactly the perfect thing to happen to you at that time, whether it was getting divorced, not finding the right person, or, you know, losing your job, getting ill, any one of those things that seem to be terrible setbacks in a larger context push you into a better and newer direction. And these could even be things that you actually want, that you aren't conscious that you want.
Okay, so, but you know, in order for that to happen,
context.
Okay, but Lynn, in order for that to happen, don't you have to be very clear about the qualities of what you want?
Yes. That's another really important factor, is getting clear and learning how to focus your mind on what you want. Most people say, I never get what I want, but they're not clear about what they want. They don't even know what they want. They just want something other than what they're doing right now. So the important thing is to focus, ask yourself the question, what do I really want? Even if you're ill, a lot of people have to ask themselves the question, do I really want to get better? Or do I like this state for some reason? So those kinds of things are really key to being sending out a message to the universe, is knowing exactly what you want from it.
Yeah, and sometimes the other piece of that is that we might say, for example, we might say, I want the right relationship or I want the right job, but we have a history of picking the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now what we're doing is we are programming in the right things. We're still bringing in the wrong job or the wrong person. However, if we're smart and we see that we're losing them, that's a good thing because we're not getting really the global pieces that we say we want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, exactly. You're not really getting what your intention is. And so you're, you know, you have to, or what you think your intention is, you've got to be clearer about your intention. I mean, you have to, in a sense, live with intention, which is, I mean, something I'm working on now. I'm running a series of seminars in the U.S. This year in 2008 called Living with Intention, which is just that, working on living with intention, working on being conscious of what it is you want and using that in every aspect of your life.
Okay. And where are these seminars?
We're going to be running them in Chicago is our first one in May, May 16th to 18th. We're in Los Angeles in July, in Portland, Vancouver in August, and in Boston in October. And people can find out by coming on to theintentionworkshop.com.
Theintentionworkshop.com. Okay. What is your message for our listeners today? What is it that you hear most from people who work with your, with the intention experiment?
Well, first of all, is you are not alone. You're part of a larger whole, and that your intentions individually and as a group can work. And I guess my first message is for people to join us with our intention experiments. We're running a big one on March 29th. And we'd love to have everyone join us and also to just be part of that community because people are sending intention back and forth to each other and are achieving amazing things. They're achieving miracles. So to understand that coming together, it doesn't take much. Just maybe one thought is all it takes to change the world.
All right. And tell us, about this next intention experiment and what that's going to be about so people can log on to the intention experiment and be part of that.
Okay, well, we're looking at this water experiment where we're trying to change polluted water and turn bad bacteria into good bacteria. So if they'd like to do this, the implications for this are enormous because if we can do this, it may well mean that we can clean up our waterways, our polluted waterways, and also, of course, clean up ourselves and our foodstuffs because we're about 80% water and plants are nearly 100% water. So that's quite exciting. And also, I'd love for everyone to join with me in the autumn. We're running a giant live aid of an intention experiment with the Alliance for New Humanity, Deepak Chopra's group, and with the Association of Global New Thought Churches, you know, they are with Unity and many churches like that and the Oneness Foundation. So we have thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people around the world will be joining in with us to send intention to a variety of places that are hot spots around the globe with a lot of violence, to lower violence and discord. And we'll be measuring our effects. So it won't just be a prayer meditation. It'll be a scientific study.
Sounds really wonderful. And if people want to know more, they can log on to, again, theintentionexperiment.com.
Yes, and our other website, too, livingthefield.com, for general information about how to bring these ideas into your life. And they'll get information, weekly information, about the intention experiments and when to join in.
That's really wonderful. So what your goal really is to change the world one experiment at a time, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I mean, what we're trying to do is now is to take these experiments into practical concepts and practical situations and to demonstrate that people, you know, people feel so disempowered and to show that, you know, they're one little lonely voice when put together with lots of others can transmute into a thunderous symphony and that we can get together and do things to change the world.
Oh, how beautiful. What a beautiful closing thought. Lynn, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
It's fabulous. It's been my pleasure, Patricia.
Thank you. And stay on the line. Thank you so much. My guest has been Lynn McTaggart. She's the author of The Intention Experiment. You can log on to theintentionexperiment.com. and again, using your thoughts to change your life in the world. Remember to join us each week, everyone, on Positive Living. This program is all about turning your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. As I say each week at the close of each show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Email me, patricia@raskinresources.com. Go on my site. I'm happy to hear from you with suggestions, ideas, and I'd love to hear from you. This is all about changing your life and changing your world and about positive living. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin. Bye for now.